好，在这里问候在实体和线上的弟兄姐妹和福音朋友，大家主内平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters, online or in person.
我们一起低头，我们来做祷告。
Let's bow down to pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们要在你的圣殿当中一同的敬拜你，一同的来学习你的话语。
We come to your sanctuary to learn your words and to worship you.
愿你来安静我们的心。
May you calm down our hearts.
愿你的圣灵来帮助我们一同的学习你的话。
And your spirit helping us to study your words.
让我们来到你面前的每一位神的儿女，我们在主的话语上都得长进。
So that everyone come before you today, your children, so that we can grow in learning your words.
求你托起我们在你面前的服事。
Sustain all the services we have here.
愿你得你自己当得的荣耀。
May you be glorified.
我们在你面前正在祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我们今天呢，跟大家学习题目哈，二次筵席。
Today's topic is the second banquet.
如果我们在线上的弟兄姐妹，如果大家听不到声音或者有一些问题的话，大家及时跟我们现场的弟兄姐妹联系。
For those of you who are online, if you cannot hear us, just connect us and call.
我们知道，当我们如果见到我们认识新的朋友来说哈，我们见了面之后，我们一般会聊些什么呢？
So, what do you want to talk about when you first time see a new friend?
对于西方人哈，特别是对英国人来说，他们会聊一个话题，就是聊天气。
To the Westerners, especially the British, weather is often the topic to talk.
因为他们觉得聊天气是最安全的话题。
For that seems to be the safest topic.
但是如果我们中国人见面，我们在早些年，我们一般打招呼，我们会先问什么呢
？But to the Chinese, then what is the first greetings in our early days？
我说：“嗨，你吃了吗
？”Hey, have you had your meal？
我为什么会问说你吃了没
？Why do you want to ask? Have you had your meal？
因为民以食为天啊，吃饭是人活着的最基本的需求。
For food is the heaven to ordinary people, and meals are the first necessity to survive.
特别是在物质非常匮乏的年代，人们每一天的核心的问题呢，就是先要吃饱饭。
Indeed, when resources are insufficient, the key to everyday life is to have a meal to your satisfaction.
所以见面传统的打招呼的方式就是，你吃了吗
？Therefore, hi, have you had your meals?
中国人每当遇到人生大事的时候，我们发现就会设宴款待。
The Chinese will often have a banquet to celebrate major life events.
小孩子出生之后呢，有满月酒。
A 1 month banquet for a baby when it is 1 month old.
那过生日的时候呢，有生日聚会。
A banquet to celebrate birthdays.
上了年纪的人呢的生日呢叫做寿宴。
And to the seniors, it is called a longevity banquet.
做事圆满成功呢叫做庆功宴。
A celebration banquet for certain milestones in your work.
当学生毕业之后呢，有叫谢师宴。
And a Thanksgiving banquet to thank the teacher when a student graduates.
那设宴呢，欢迎远方来的朋友，我们叫接风。
And also a banquet to welcome friends afar.
设宴欢送朋友呢，叫做饯别。
Then another banquet to say goodbye when your friend leaves.
还有不怀好意的筵席，叫做鸿门宴。
And then a banquet where a trap is set up is called 鸿门 banquet.
好朋友依依惜别呢，那叫做天下没有不散的筵席。
And then when you have to say goodbye to the best friends, you may say, no banquet lasts forever.
你看这些都是跟吃的有关系的。
All these have something to do with eating.
那在以斯帖记里面呢，记载了不止一次的筵席，有好几次筵席。
In the book of Esther, several banquets were recorded.
在第一章里面呢，就有三次筵席。
Three banquets in chapter one。
那在第五章呢，是以色列首次宴请王和哈曼有次筵席。
And chapter five recorded the first banquet Esther prepared。
我们发现一次筵席还并没有解决问题，所以今天我们学习第七章有以色列的二度宴请王和哈曼。
And we noticed one banquet only did not solve the problem. That's why today we are learning the second banquet.
我们在上次第六章里面学习到有好多数的巧合啊。
In the previous sermon, we noticed that there are so many coincidences.
我们说这些巧合看似是巧合，但是却是神的作为。
All these are seemingly coincidental, but really it is the act of God.
当第五章那个筵席结束之后，王回去发生一件事情，就是他失眠睡不着觉了。
After the banquet recorded in chapter 5, the king could not go to sleep.
他不是因为吃喝太快乐，也不是因为国家发生事情让他焦虑，而是神让他睡不着觉了。
It's not because that he just had a good time from the banquet.Or because he was worrying about something big about his kingdom, it is God who made him sleepless.
我们会发现，他这个时候失眠，就是发生在哈曼要杀莫迪改几个小时之前的事情。
And that sleepless night happened just a few hours prior to Haman trying to kill Mordecai.
你看。这个时候是刚刚好的，正好是在这个时候呢，神就出手，神就扭转这个局面。
At the perfect moment, God reached out his hand to turn the table around.
所以我们说，王的心在耶和华手中，好像垄沟的水随意流转。
And the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like the watercourse wherever he pleases.
那当王失眠之后，他没有听音乐，没有请人给他按摩，他选择一个很奇怪的方式，就是要听别人给他念书。
Instead of listening to some music or order a massage session, instead the king ordered a book to be brought in and read to him.
那这一个在人看来很奇怪的方法，也正显明就是神的作为。
And God reveals His action again through something strange in human eyes.
那王要听什么书呢？我们看到圣经记载说，他要吩咐人取历史书来念给他听。
So the book ordered was the book of the Chronicles ordered by the king.
在王的图书馆里一定会有很多的皇家历史，但是这本历史却非常的特别。
In the king's royal library, there ought to be many history books, but this one picked up is very special.
因为他记录了莫迪改揭露刺杀王的阴谋，救了王性命的那一段历史。
For it happened to record the act of Mordecai exposing the assassination for the king.
莫迪改救王有功，但是却没有给他奖赏。
Mordecai saved the king, yet he received no recognition.
这是一个不眠之夜，他要听历史书，凑巧听的那一段还是莫迪改的那一段。
In such a sleepless night, a book of Chronicles was brought in to the king, and it happened to be the paragraph of Mordecai saving the king.
所以这是巧合吗？显然不是，这是神的作为。
Is this a coincidence?No, it's God's doing.
可见每件事情的背后，神在掌管着一切，他的眼目看顾着他的儿女。
We can conclude that God is in control behind every matters. He watches over his children.
那更为巧合的事情呢，是哈曼急着要处死莫迪改，但是王却急着要尊荣莫迪改。
Furthermore, Haman wanted to kill Mordecai in a hurry, yet the king would like to honor Mordecai in a hurry.
所以哈曼就很早地进到王宫里，他要见王，想请求王批准他 能够处死莫迪盖。
Therefore, early in the morning, Haman went to the palace to ask the king to kill Mordecai.
那当哈曼进到王面前，王向哈曼发问的时候，这件事情呢也在神的掌管当中。
When Haman came before the king, and the king first asked Haman a question, and this matter is also in God's hand.
哈曼心里骄傲自大，他以为王要赏赐的人呢是他自己，所以他就向王提了一个建议。
Haman was so arrogant, and he thought the man the king would like to honor God be himself. Therefore, he made the following suggestions to the king.
那王同意了他的建议，但是呢，这件事情确实使莫迪改得尊荣，要使哈曼得羞辱。
The king listened and followed Mordecai, Haman's suggestions, so that Mordecai became the person to be honored, and Haman himself in disgrace.
因为这是王的命令，所以哈曼只好去做，可谓是丢尽了脸面。
Haman had to follow the king's command. He was shameful and in grief.
那他就忧忧愁愁地回到家里，将这个经过告诉他的妻子和他的朋友。
He returned home very sad and told everything to his friend and his wife.
那他们就预言说，因为莫迪改是犹大人，所以就是哈曼败亡的开始。
They predict that because Mordecai is of Jewish origin, this is the start of Haman's downfall.
当他们还在说话的时候，王的仆人呢就赶来要催促哈曼赶紧去赴筵席。
And while they were still talking with him, the king's attendants arrived and hurried Haman away to Esther's banquet.
这就是所谓的二次筵席。
And the second banquet.
可想哈曼此刻的心情一定非常的沉重，因为他完全不知道后面会发生什么样的事情。
And we can only imagine Haman must be worrying much in his mind because he did not know what's going to happen next.
那为什么会有二次的筵席呢？
Why a second banquet?
因为按照当时的习俗和文化，谈判的过程呢往往包括多次的筵席。
It was customary to include multiple banquets during the negotiations.
那王第一次赴宴的时候，以斯帖就有从神那里来的智慧。
With the wisdom from God, Esther had the first banquet with the king and the Haman.
但是她判断当时的时机呢尚未成熟，所以她就请王带着哈曼再度赴宴席。
She noticed the timing was not right. Therefore, Esther invited the king again to the second banquet.
在那次宴席上，以斯帖并没有说明她的请求。这样的做法呢，激起王的好奇心。
Esther did not reveal her request and petition in the first banquet, which aroused the king's curiosity.
但是在第七章里面，我们看到以斯帖是智勇双全，他践行神给他的使命。
We can see in chapter 7 that Esther is both brave and wise.To carry out the commission from God.
以斯帖做这件事情，他要冒着很大的风险，但他也有从神那里来的智慧。
To do this, Esther was at a major risk.
因为首先他知道王是一个喜怒无常的人，容易感情用事。
For she knew the king was moody and emotional.
在之前我们看被废的王后瓦什提就是一个很好的例子。
An example of this was the removal of Vashti from the queenship.
那这个时候呢，他突然要暴露隐藏多年他犹大人的身份，那会不会有欺君之罪呢？
Will she be found guilty of cheating if she revealed her Jewish origin at this time?
那在这第二次的筵席上，以斯帖要等到王第三次之前有两次向他说出恩言。
On the second banquet, Esther waited until the king said gracious words to him the third time.
那王就问以斯帖说，你要什么，我必赐给你，你求什么，就是国的一半，我也必为你成就。
The king again asked, Queen Esther, what is your petition? It will be given you, and what is your request?Even after half of the kingdom, it will be granted.
其实王这样说只是一种官场的用语，他并不是真的愿意把国的一半分给以斯帖。
The king said this as a royal language only. He's not going to give her half the kingdom.
但是王第三次说这样的话，就表明王悦纳以斯帖。
But since this was the third time the king said this,which indicated that Esther has found favor in front of the king.
所以他确认王悦纳他，他才提出请求，就表明这个时机已经成熟了。
She made sure she has found favor with the king, and the time is now ready.
所以我们不得不说，这就是神给以斯帖的智慧。
And we have to say this is the wisdom from God.
另外我们也看到以斯帖要面对的强敌是王所宠信的大臣哈曼。
Another thing we can see that the enemy Esther faced was the enemy Haman.
那哈曼呢，在王的面前，用我们现在话说是一个红人。
Haman was the king's favorite.
那以斯帖并没有马上就说出哈曼的名字，我想如果他马上说出来会引起激烈的矛盾。
EsterDidn't mention Haman's name right away in order to avoid a conflict.
以斯帖知道王悦纳他之后，他说如果王喜欢他，就不会让他和他的本族人被杀了。
After the king said the gracious words, Esther said if she found favor with the king, he would grant her the life.And spare her people.
那这个批准命令呢是王下的，如今以斯帖呢让王推翻他自己所下的这个命令，这也是一件非常困难的事情。
The original edict was issued by the king, and now Esther wants the king to overthrow his own edict. This ought to be a difficult task.
那我们看来说，这不是让王自己打自己的脸吗？
It's like to slapping the king on his own face.
所以他要避免提到王的责任和王的措施。
So she had to avoid bringing up the king's responsibility.
所以他把要杀害他和他本族的人本来是犹大人的仇敌定义为王的敌人。
So she had to define her own enemy, Haman, who plotted to kill her people, to be the enemy of the king.
所以这是以斯帖他在宴席上讲话的技巧。
So this is the wisdom Esther had when she spoke on the banquet.
那如果王要处罚哈曼，那王的利益怎么办呢？
What happened to the king's interest to punish Haman?
因为王曾经得到哈曼答应要捐献一大笔钱给王。
For Haman had promised a big contribution into the royal treasury.
如果之前的批准命令被推翻了，那王的利益是不是就受到损失了呢？
If the previous edict was overthrown, what would happen to that interest, to that benefit for the king Xerxes?
所以以斯帖也很有智慧，他说如果自己和他的族人被卖了，我们就不为这事来打扰王了。
And Esther with wisdom from God said this
但是他说呢，但是这件事情王是有极大的损失的。
If she and her own people had merely been sold as male and female slaves, she would have kept quiet, but in addition,The king would also endure a heavy loss.
因为犹大人他们效忠波斯帝国，他们在各个阶层殷勤的辛勤的工作。
For the Jews were loyal to the kingdom and were hard workers at various levels in the society.
如果这些劳力被除灭了，那这个损失呢，不是哈曼所捐的那些钱所能弥补的。
And the loss of all the Jews would not be compensated by Haman's contribution.
所以当王听到以斯帖讲这些话之后，他就被激怒了。
The king was then enraged after listening to Esther's statement.
那王就立刻问说，谁敢如此的胆大妄为呢？
And asked, who is he, the man who has dared to do such a thing?
以斯帖就顺势的指出说，仇人敌人就是这一个恶人哈曼。
And Esther pointed out, this is Haman, the enemy of the Jews.
所以王这个时候才明白，哈曼要灭的这个民族，包括王后以斯帖在内。
Now the king finally realized the people Haman wanted to kill included the queen herself.
所以他知道他自己被哈曼所愚弄了。那么哈曼的表现呢，也是非常的惊慌。
And she realized the king realized he has been ridiculed by the Haman, and then Haman was terrified.
所以整个过程就让我们看到了以斯帖有从神那里而来的智慧。
And we can see the wisdom Esther had coming from God throughout the whole process.
因为以斯帖在见王之前，他有什么样的举动，大家还记得吗？
Do you still remember what Esther did prior to see the king?
他不仅禁食祷告，他也让他的同族人一起的为他禁食。
In addition to fasting and praying for herself, she asked her own people to pray for her.
因为以斯帖她是一个敬畏神的人。
She is a lady fearing God.
圣经上说告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The scripture tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们说聪明是可以学来的，但是智慧呢，却是神所赐的。
Knowledge is learned.Yet wisdom is a gift from God.
那你愿意敬畏神吗？你愿意让神在你的生命当中居首位吗？
Are you willing to fear God and to let Him to be the first priority in your life?
当你把主摆在首位的时候，主就赐给你智慧。
And when you put God in the first priority, He will give you wisdom.
在处理一些难题的时候，我们确实需要神赐给我们从上面而来的智慧。
And we do need the wisdom from above when deal with difficult situations.
以斯帖去见王，在这个第二次的筵席上，他还有一个最大的危险。
Another major risk to see the king in the second banquet.
如果王不相信他，他就有生命危险，会和他的同族人一同的灭亡。
And if the king did not trust her, she.Will risk her own life along with the lives of her people.
我看到虽然有很多的危险，但是她肯付代价。
Yet facing all these risks, she was willing to sacrifice.
她有从神来的智慧和勇气。我们说她是一位智勇双全的女子。
She has the wisdom and courage from God. Wisdom plus courage.
圣经学者耶利米曾经说，他说有勇气并不是心中没有恐惧，勇气乃是在恐惧面前可以坚持不懈。
The biblical scholar David Jeremiah once said, "Courage does not mean you are not fearful, and courage is to hold on to it in front of all these fears."
我记得在前一些日子哈，我在家里面发现了我们家里面有一个小小的蜘蛛。
A few days back, I noticed a small spider within my home.
当时是我女儿先发现它的。
And my daughter noticed that first.
然后我的女儿就说：“爸爸，你快把那个蜘蛛把它抓住，把它打死。
”And she said, "Dad, take it away and kill it."
我说你可以自己去把它抓住，把它打死吧。
And I said to her, "You can do it yourself."
她说我不敢，我害怕。
She said, "I'm afraid."
那我说，如果你把他抓住，你把他打死，我给你五毛钱。
Then I said, if you do it yourself, you will earn 50 cents.
因为我知道他当时正在攒零花钱啊。
Because I know she was eager to get that money.
那他想了一会儿，他说，那好吧。
After a little while of thinking, she said, "Yes, I will do it."
然后我就看见她这个开始找了很多衣服，全副武装在身上。
Then I noticed that she, found out a lot of clothes to cover herself.
那个全身上下，头上只露了两个眼睛。
Only two eyes you can see from her.
她的这个装扮，我感觉好，她好像在要捅马蜂窝一样。
As if she was going to handle the beehive.
全副武装之后呢，他就去把那个蜘蛛抓住，把它然后扔在垃圾桶里。
After she equipped herself fully, she went and get the spider and put it in the garbage can.
然后后来我夸奖他，我说你做的太棒了。
I said, "Good job."
我说你在抓蜘蛛的时候你。有没有害怕呢
？I said, "Were you afraid when you were catching the spider?"
他说我有害怕。
Indeed, I am.
我说那你为什么还要敢去抓呢
？And then I said, "Then why are you courage enough to take it?"
那小孩子很坦诚的说，他说因为你说了要给我五毛零花钱呢。
And she was quite candid, saying, "Because you agreed to give me 50 cents."
我说那当你想要拿着五毛零花钱的时候，你是有从哪里来的力量，你敢去抓他呢？
I said, even if you want that 50 cents, where did you get the strength to go to and take up the spider?
他说我就向耶稣祷告。
She said, I prayed to Jesus.
我说谁告诉你的呢？
Who told you? Who told you?
他说我在这边参加儿童主日学的时候，老师告诉我的。
And she said, I learned this in the children's Bible school, and the teacher taught me this.
儿童主日学老师告诉他们说，告诉他说，如果你遇到难处、遇到害怕的时候，你就向耶稣祷告。
And the teacher taught her, in your hardships or difficult situations, just pray to Jesus.
所以我很感恩小孩子可以在这边的儿童主日学听老师的教导，他们从小就有这个信仰，是一件非常幸福的事情。
I'm grateful our children can go to such Sunday schools so that they can get to learn God from very young.
所以以斯帖他有使命，但是他为着这个使命，他付出了代价。
Esther has the commission, and she was also carried out at all costs.
所以我们说传福音也是神给我们耶稣给我们每个信徒的一个大使命。
To share the gospel is the great commission from Jesus.
那我们既然领受使命，我们就当不惜代价，付诸行动，完成使命。
And now that we have such commission, we ought to put it into action to complete the commission at all costs.
就像在第二世纪的教父特土良，他说了一句名言，他说：“殉道者的血是教会的种子。”
Just as Pastor Tertullian said during the second century, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
在教会的历史上，包括在今天，我们也会看到有很多宣教士，他们宣扬主的福音，付出了很多的代价。
In the history of the church, we see that a lot of missionaries has put on to their life, sacrificed their lives in order to share the gospel.
所以，我们从神那里领受使命，我们就应当付出代价，完成使命。
And with the gospel from God, With the commission from God, we ought to sacrifice and to fulfill such commission.
那我们对人呢？我们要有一个跟他愿意建立关系的这个态度。
And to others, we should have the attitude to establish a relationship.
所以我前几天学习到一个词叫做关系不到。
I learned the phrase about preach.Through relationship,
就是我们善用现存的各种的人际关系，并且不断的建立这种新的关系，去完成基督所要我们完成的这个使命。
Which is to utilize all the relationships we have, and to establish new relations with others, so that we can share the gospel.
所以我们看到，我们每一个人都有一个这个都是一个关系网络这个核心人物。
Every one of us is at the core of such relationship.
比如说你一生下来，你就有父母、兄弟姐妹、爷爷奶奶。
And you were born with the parents, your grandparents.
那么当你成家立业的时候，你的关系网又扩张了。
And then after you have a family, that relationship expanded.
所以呢，我们要求神能够让我们刚强壮胆，在普通的场合当中与他们分享神在基督里面对他们所怀的大爱。
Therefore, let us ask God to give us courage and wisdom so that we can share the great love God has for us in Jesus Christ.
所以我们教会就像这个用一个关系网把大家凝聚在一起。
So our church is just like this big relationship net connecting all of us together.
就像在我们当中有严波岳丽的两位家人，还有盛昌的家人，都是借着亲友们认识来到我们教会当中的。
Just as among us, we see 严波、马叶 and the two ladies from Yuli's family, they came to our church through the relationship with others.
所以我们领受使命之后，我们的行动是邀请我们周边的亲友把他们带到神的面前。
Therefore, the actions for us to do is to invite friends and family into our church.
所以我们我在预备这篇讲章的时候，我有一个感动，不仅是我们邀请福音朋友来到神的面前，也邀请我们身边的弟兄姐妹参加我们周间的小组聚会，也是非常重要的。
So.Not just inviting the non-believers to come in, joining us, we should also invite brothers and sisters to join our fellowship groups.
那我们领受使命，我们能做一些什么呢？
So what can we do to fulfill the commission?
那现在呢，我们就有一个很好的机会。
There is a good.Opportunity now.
就是我们在10月21号在线上有一个线上的布道会。
There is an online gospel meeting on October 21st.
这是天路事工所主办的这一次布道会，是一个全球线上的布道会。
Organized by Good TV, this is a global gospel meeting.
那到时候呢，我们会根据这个做一张海报，邀请大家能够邀请我们身边的亲友，特别是一些年轻人来到这个线上来参加布道会。
And we will have a poster so that we can invite people to this meeting.
我想这是我们向我们身边人传福音一个很好的机会。
This is a very good opportunity for us to share the gospel to those surrounding us.
那我们自己我们应该做什么呢？我们要随时做好传福音的准备。
So for each one of us, make us ready to share the gospel anytime.
在圣经彼得前书里面说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 15, But in your heartsRevere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
所以我们心里面要常常的做准备，免得我们传福音的时候，我们不知道该如何的去传讲福音。
Therefore, make yourself ready so that you can share the gospel anytime.
那我后续我也会鼓励弟兄姐妹来学习一些传福音的工具我们可以个人布道，把福音带给我们身边的人。
Later on, I will encourage brothers and sisters to some training so that we can equip ourselves to do the job.
很多时候呢，我们以为我们只有在神面前读经、祷告、参加聚会，才让我们灵命得以成长。
Oftentimes we thought, as long as we read the Bible and pray.Our spiritual life will grow.
但是我们忽略了一个还有很重要的一点，就是我们传福音给别人也是我们生命成长的一个途径。
And yet we ignore the fact that by sharing the gospel with others, we can grow ourselves spiritually.
所以我们领受使命之后，我们要在神面前要付诸行动，来完成主给我们的使命。
After having the commission from the Lord, we ought to put into actions to do that.
所以以斯帖呢，他智勇双全，他践行使命。
So Esther was wise and courageous, and she put into actions to carry out the commission.
那当以斯帖揭露了哈曼的阴谋后，让王觉得很意外，所以王就愤怒地离席了。
The king was surprised and left the banquet after Esther revealed Haman's plot.
哈曼惊慌失措，乱了分寸，竟向以斯帖求救。
And Haman was terrified and lost his mind, and Haman begged the Queen Esther for his life.
所以我们看到哈曼就伏在以斯帖所斜靠的这个榻椅上祈求开恩。
So Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was reclining.
其实根据波斯后宫的规矩哈，即使有旁人在场，一个男人也必须与王的后妃保持七步以上的距离。
According to the rules of the Persian harem, a man must be at least 7 feet away from the king's wives and concubines, even if someone else was present.
那哈曼不可能不知道这个规矩，但是他为什么会犯这样的错误呢？
Haman could not be unaware of this rule, so how did he make such a mistake?
那在犹太人的典籍里有一个很有趣但是却没有根据的一个解释，就是天使推了哈曼一把。
The Jewish had an interesting yet unproven explanation. An angel pushed Haman.
所以不管怎样，重点是王回来的时候就看见哈曼伏在以斯帖的榻上，就以此来定他的罪。
No matter what the true reason might be, when the king came back, he saw Haman was falling on the couch where Queen Esther was reclining.
那当时呢，有个太监叫哈伯拿，他虽然是一个局外人，但是呢，他恰巧呢也在场。
Haborna, one of the eunuchs attending the king, happened to be at the side.
所以哈曼呢，所以他就指出哈曼为莫迪改预备了木架，哈曼因此就被挂在木架上。
Who told the king about the pole set up by Haman to kill Mordecai?
所以我说这真是一个极大的讽刺。
So Haman was ended up put on the pole. What a great satire!
哈曼想用这个木架去把莫迪改挂在上面，但是他自己却被挂在上面了。
Haman had the pole set up to impale Mordecai. Rather, at the end, Haman himself was impaled on it.
以斯帖记全书一个神字都没有出现，但是我们处处可以看见神的作为。
Although the word God was not found throughout the whole book of Esther, yet we can see God's deeds everywhere.
所以令人不能不感觉到好像有一双看不见的手在背后实行拯救。
And we can see an unseen hand was behind everything, doing the relief and deliverance.
俗话说种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
There is a Chinese saying, you sow melon, you get melon, and you sow beans, you get beans. You reap whatever you sow.
挖陷坑的自己必掉在其中，滚石头的石头必反滚在他身上。
Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back to him.
挖陷坑的自己必掉在其中，拆墙垣的必为蛇所咬。
Whoever digs a pit may fall into it, and whoever breaks through the wall may be bitten by the snake.
就像我们常说的，善有善报，恶有恶报，不是不报，是时候未到。
Just as we normally say, good has its reward and evil has its penalty. If you haven't seen it yet, because the time hasn't arrived.
所以哈曼要害莫迪改，还要灭绝犹大全族的人，终于遭受了神的审判。
And Haman planned to kill Mordecai and his people. He ended up in God's judgment.
我看到神借着莫迪改和以斯帖所做的看似有很多巧合的事情，但是却显明这是神的作为。
Through Mordecai and Esther, many coincidences proved God was at work.
哈曼最后的结局也说明说神是公义的。
And Haman's ending proved that God is just.
恶人即使在今生没有报应，在死后也必受神公义的审判。
Even if a wicked person does not see justice in his lifetime, he will be judged after death by righteous God.
在罗马书第十二章说：“亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。”
In Romans chapter 12.Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
所以当我们不为自己伸冤的时候，上帝就为我们伸冤，这一切都在神的手中。
And when you hold up your own revenge, God will revenge for you, because everything is in his hand.
在民数记第十二章里面记载着摩西带领差不多200万的百姓出埃及。
Numbers chapter 2 recorded Moses led about 2 million people out of Egypt.
当时他受到他哥哥亚伦和他姐姐米利亚的毁谤。
His brother Aaron and sister Miriam said something against him.
那这两个人都是他至亲的人。也是他得力的助手。
Two of his most close family members and the most capable assistants.
但摩西面对毁谤的时候，圣经上说摩西没有讲一句解释的话。
Yet Moses said nothing back to them.
只有在这件事情结束的时候，当米利亚长了大麻风，那摩西 为他祷告说，神啊，求你医治他。
Then only when Miriam was with leprosy, Moses said to God, "Please, God, heal her."
那摩西当时为什么一句话都不讲呢？
Why didn't Moses say anything?
我想，如果他一解释的话，那肯定就会引起分裂。
My understanding is that if Moses tried to explain anything.The results will be division.
那当时有200多万的百姓，当时如果发生这样的事情，后果一定是非常的严重。
And the results among the people over 2 million will be very bad.
但是神替摩西讲话，当摩西不讲话的时候，神就为他说话。
Yet when Moses remained silent, God spoke up for him.
所以神说，我的仆人摩西他不是这样的。
Therefore God said, my servant Moses was not like this.
所以我们看到一切都在神的手中，神是公义的，神是一位公义的主。
So we can see everything is in God's hand and he is righteous and just.
一切都在神的手中。
Everything in his hand.
所以我们看到以斯帖，她虽然是柔弱的女子，但是她不畏强敌，她敬畏神，信靠神，不怕付出代价。
Esther was a weak and soft lady, yet she was not afraid of the powerful enemy. She feared and trusted in God.
她也要完成使命
，to fulfill her commission.
所以他一系列的作为都显明就是神的作为。
All her actions revealed God's deeds.
那神是公义的，必要保守看顾他的子民 恶人会遭受神的审判。
God is righteous and watches over his people. The wicked will face God's judgment.
所以我们求神也赐给我们胆量和勇气，付诸行动，不计代价，以完成神的使命。
Likewise, may God give us the wisdom and courage and put into action to fulfill our commission.
好，我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us bow down to pray.
天父，我们在你面前仰望你。
Heavenly Father, we look upon you.
求你赐给我们胆量，赐给我们勇气。
Give us power and courage.
让我们既然领受了使命，我们就付诸行动，付诸代价，愿意来完成这个使命。
Now that we have the commission, help us to put into action and fulfill it.
不仅让我们自己听信福音，也让我们把我们所听信的福音传给我们身边的人。
So that we can share the gospel that we have believed to all the other people.
让我们可以成为传福音的使者，成为你所喜悦的儿女。
So that we can all become a missionary to share the gospel, so that more people will become your children.
我们在你面前这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.